We are.
Well, it was like deep backstory anyway. But so I curated it with Gavin Grindon, and
you started it as a gallery, and you were kind of inspired by the idea of there being a Thatcher museum.
Yeah, so there was
so
talk of
at first it was gonna, and then you thought, okay, maybe do an anti-Thatcher museum.
It was an idea that was before I even had this place. I thought about doing an anti-Thatcher museum, and Gavin Grindon, who is a curator and a lecturer at Essex, at University of Essex, he was interested in working on it with me, and we always talked about it, saying, well, if we're going to do a Thatcher museum, it would eventually end up being a museum about neoliberalism, because we don't want to just make it like this woman was bad and therefore, you know, they would have just make it all about one person.
Exactly, because it isn't about a person, it's about a system that creates a person
and an ideology,
like Thatcher.
Yeah,
that where a person like her can thrive. So it really is about the system around her.
Yeah. And so then the world transformed. The guys in charge of the kind of art program at the World Transform knew that I wanted to do this anti-Thatcher museum and asked if I'd be interested in bringing it, doing like the Museum of Neoliberalism, but at the World Transform. So in about 2 months, we put together almost everything that's here and brought it to Brighton. And it was in Brighton in a circus tent for like 4 days or something.
Okay.
Maybe 5 days. And then afterwards, I brought it back
to
here.
Southeast London.
Yeah.
To Lewisham.
Yeah.
Okay.